Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. As usual, we're going to start with some upcoming Duke performances. Gretchen Parlato Quartet will be performing Friday, April 12th, and again Saturday, April 13th, at the Motorco Music Hall. This performance begins at 8 p.m. Actually, the doors are going to open at 8 p.m., and the concert on both nights will begin at 9 p.m. It's general admission seating, $24, and $10 if you're a Duke student. With her crystalline voice and deep, almost magical connection to music, says Herbie Hancock, the young jazz singer Gretchen Parlato is the cream of the crop. Naturally restrained and controlled, more Ella Fitzgerald than Sarah Vaughan, says the New York Times, this Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition winner puts her imprint, tinged with Brazilian music and R&B, onto the classic jazz songbook. At Motorco, an accessible venue where Parlato will shine, piano, bass, and drums provide sultry support for the most original jazz singer in a generation. And that's a quote from the Boston Globe. Again, Gretchen Parlato Quartet will be performing Friday, April 12th, Saturday, April 13th. Doors open at 8, with the concert beginning at 9 p.m. For information about purchasing tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. Kenny Barron and Dave Holland will be performing Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $32 to $38 for reserved seating and $10 if you are a Duke student. Kenny Barron, the most lyrical piano player of our time, says Jazz Weekly, honed his faultless touch with Dizzy Gillespie in the 1960s and Stan Getz in the 1980s. Dave Holland, a double bassist who defined fusion with Miles Davis and free jazz with Sam Rivers, expresses his point of view with gracious clarity, drawing out the best from his partners, and that's a quote from the New York Times. Now two of the most gifted, transformative musicians in jazz over the last half century follow in the footsteps of revered piano and bass duos such as Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden. At Reynolds Theater, witness two undisputed masters engage in an elegant and rare exchange of well-tempered ideas. Again, Kenny Barron and Dave Holland will be performing Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater. On Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m., the Alexander String Quartet will be performing at the Reynolds Industry Theater. It's $30 for general admission seating and $10 if you're a Duke student. The first American ensemble to win the London International String Competition, San Francisco's Alexander String Quartet is one of those estimable groups who treat both composers and audiences with uncommon respect, and that's a quote from the San Francisco Examiner. This is apparent in a thoughtful and thorough Duke performance program that begins at the 18th century origins of the string quartet, leaps forward to the 20th century Shostakovich masterpiece, and then doubles back to the 19th century with Schubert. Growing deep in its element, firm in its strides, says the LA Times, the West Coast premier string quartet only keeps getting better. Again, the Alexander String Quartet will be performing Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater. For information about any of these Duke performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And again, that phone number is 919-684-4444. Time for the North Carolina Symphony information. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Coming up at the Mimande Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that is formerly known as the Raleigh Progress Energy Center, on April 19th and 20th, music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra in the music of John Williams. This recipient of nearly 50 Academy Award nominations and North Carolina Symphony Audience favorite is the creative force behind some of the most spellbinding musical themes of our time. From Harry Potter to Star Wars to the Olympic anthem Summon the Heroes, John Williams has left an indelible mark on modern music. During his time at the Boston Symphony, Llewellyn worked closely with Williams in his capacity as conductor of the Boston Pops, and Grant will share his impressions of the composer with the audience. Experience the full impact of his music live in this evening of the composer's most electrifying scores. Again, that performance will be April 19th through the 20th at the Mamende Concert Hall at the Raleigh Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Raleigh Classical Series, at the same location, which is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh, begins at 8 p.m. on April 12th and 13th, Brahms Requiem, with Grant Llewellyn as the music director, Ilana Davidson, soprano, Stephen Powell, baritone, and the North Carolina Master Choral. And they will be performing Brahms' German Requiem. The Chapel Hill series also begins at 8 p.m., and that performance takes place at the Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC. That address is 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill, and that performance takes place Sunday, April 14th, with the same lineup: Grant Llewellyn, music director, Ilana Davidson, soprano, Stephen Powell, baritone, North Carolina Master Choral with Brahms' A German Requiem. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or as it's known, DPAC. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-680-2787. On April 13th, Bill Enbell and Larry the Cable Guy, with special guest Reno Collier, we'll have a performance, which begins, and actually there's two times for that, Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. Larry the Cable Guy is a multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country. He has his own line of merchandise and continues to sell out theaters and arenas across the United States. Larry has created the Get Her Done Foundation and is currently the host of Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy for History, which has been ordered for a third season. Bill Engvall is another top comedian today and among the busiest. Bill was the host on the game show Lingo for GSN, which premiered on June 6, 2011, and was the highest-rated show on the GSN network history. He had a three-episode arc on the TNT show Hawthorne, narrated a documentary for the Speed Channel on Darryl Waltrip, and starred in the Hallmark Channel movie Kiss at Pine Lake. Larry and Bill just completed the Idiots World Tour with Jeff Foxworthy. The three blue-collar comedy tour vets reunited for the tour, which was filmed for a special for CMT. The special aired in March of 2012 and was also released on DVD and CD by Warner Brothers Jack Records, debuting at number one on the Billboard comedy charts. Larry, Jeff, and Bill will also star in a new animated show for CMT called Bounty Hunters, which is set to premiere in the spring of 2013. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of five is admitted into the theater. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, the performance at DPAC will take place Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m., and another performance at 8 p.m. Also at DPAC, an evening with Alton Brown, The Science of Cooking, and this is a signature event of the North Carolina Science Festival. This performance will take place April 18th. The North Carolina Science Festival brings Alton Brown, host of Food Network's Good Eats, to DPAC with a show that celebrates the science of food. An evening with Alton Brown, The Science of Cooking, will feature Brown's unique brand of kitchen science with comedy, culture, and cooking. A question and answer session with audience members will follow Brown's performance. The 2013 North Carolina Science Festival's theme is Life in Your Lab, a perfect fit with Alton. Whether he's inventing his own kitchen gear or showing you how changes in temperature affect food on a molecular level, Alton Brown is making that connection between science and everyday life. Brown demonstrated kitchen science on Good Eats for 15 seasons with the Food Network. He also appeared on Iron Chef America and hosted the next Iron Chef for 4 seasons. He received both a Peabody Award and a James Beard Award for his work in television. Again, an evening with Alton Brown will take place at DPAC on April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Chris Tucker will be performing at DPAC on April 19th at 8 p.m. Actor, comedian, and humanitarian Chris Tucker will make his debut on the DPAC stage as part of the Return Tour 2013. Tucker is best known for playing the role of Detective James Carter in the Rush Hour film series, but became a frequent stand-up performer on Def Comedy Jam in the 1990s. He came to prominence in 1995 film Friday alongside Ice Cube, and then appeared in Luc Besson's The Fifth Element before beginning work on the highly commercial successful Rush Hour films. In 2006, he negotiated an unprecedented $25 million salary to appear in Rush Hour 3, which at the time made him the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Tucker is also a humanitarian and spends much of his spare time traveling and working with his foundation. His latest film, the critically acclaimed Silver Lining Playbook with Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper, has received a lot of Oscar attention. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Chris Tucker will be performing at DPAC April 19th at 8 p.m. B.B. King is coming to DPAC with special guest Robert Krayrand on April 21st. The DPAC welcomes back for a third time the most legendary bluesman to ever pick up a guitar, B.B. King, with special guest the Robert Cray Band on April 21st. During B.B. King's last two performances at DPAC, the King of Blues played to adoring sold-out crowds. Fans can expect tickets to go fast for the blues event of the year featuring these two Grammy Award-winning artists. His reign as King of the Blues has been as long as that any monarch on earth. Yet B.B. King continues to wear the crown well. For more than half a century, Riley B. King, better known as B.B. King, has defined the blues for a worldwide audience. At age 87, he is singing and playing the blues with relentless passion. Time has no apparent effect on B.B., other than to make him more popular, more cherished, more relevant than ever. B.B. King is alive as the music he plays, and a grateful world can't get enough of him. Robert Cray has been known as one of the most popular artists in blues and soul music since his breakthrough album Strong Persuader in 1986. His soulful and creative guitar work has been a dominant force in blues. Blues fans will not want to miss this performance by these two blues Hall of Famers. Again, B.B. King with special guest the Robert Cray Band will be performing at DPAC April 21st at 7 p.m. And finally at DPAC, Mike Tyson, The Undisputed Truth, will have a performance on April 23rd at 8 p.m. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth is a rare personal look inside the life and mind of one of the most feared men ever to wear the heavyweight crown. Directed by Academy Award nominee Spike Lee, this riveting one-man show goes beyond the headlines, beyond the scenes, and beyond the lines to deliver a must-see theatrical knockout. VIP packages include platinum preferred seats and a meet and greet with Mike Tyson, which includes a post-show handshake and photograph. Super VIP packages include platinum preferred seats, meet and greet, and an autographed boxing glove. Content advisory, this is for mature audiences only. Adult language and content. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Mike Tyson, The Undisputed Truth, will perform at DPAC April 23rd at 8 p.m. For any information about tickets for any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Brian McKim will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club on April 18th through the 21st. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. Brian McKim is a writer and professional stand-up comic who, over the past 20 years, has performed in every single U.S. state and north of the border. His writing has appeared in such publications as the DC Examiner, FilmFodder.com, and in US Weekly, where he contributes regularly to that magazine's popular Fashion Police feature. He has been featured in the Boston Comedy Club Festival, the New York Underground Comedy Festival, and the Calgary Funny Fest, and continues to perform 200-plus dates a year in clubs, colleges, casinos, and corporate functions across the U.S. and Canada. In 1999, McKinnon and his wife, fellow comedian Tracy Skeen, launched ShekiMagazine.com as a monthly online magazine dedicated to the glorification of stand-up comedy. Today, their popular blogazine is read by thousands of comedians and comedy fans from 47 countries. USA Today called them charming, sincere, and helpful. They've published smart and insightful interviews with such comedy luminaries as Dick Cavett, Shelley Berman, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, Lewis Black, Richard Lewis, and Mitch Hedberg. Again, Brian McKim will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club April 18th to the 21st. Ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. The Carolina Theater presents Hugh Masekela Saturday, April 13th at 8 p.m. The Carolina Theater is located in downtown Durham at 309 West Morgan Street. Tickets for this performance are $39 to $59. And for more information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Hugh Masekela has covered the globe and played with just about every top star you can think of. He wrote a number of international hits and sold several million CDs. The single "Grazing in the Grass" topped the Rolling Stones' "Jumping Jack Flash" in the U.S. charts and brought him a Grammy. His hit "Bring Him Back Home" became an anthem from Nelson Mandela's world tour following his release from prison. His recent albums have all gone platinum. The man with the horn is a living legend, a genius musician, and a great performer who is even getting better in his old days. Again, he is performing April 13th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. And for ticket information, you can call 919-560-3030. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh, and we have Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, this performance will take place at the Memorial Auditorium April 12th through the 14th. Showtimes are April 12th, 6:30 p.m., April 13th, 11 a.m., and again at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and April 14th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Disney's Winnie the Pooh Kids welcomes audiences to the 100-acre wood, where Winnie the Pooh is once again in sharing snacks. Ticket prices range from $14 to $47. And for more information about tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Also at the Memorial Auditorium at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is the Jamboree with the Carolina Ballet, and that will take place April 18th through the 21st. Fancy Free, the first ballet choreographed by Jerome Robbins, took New York by storm and propelled Robbins into a household name and led to a life of work on Broadway, in the movies, and in ballet. Fancy Free was so popular that it became the basis for the movie On the Town with Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly. Lynn Taylor Corbett's Carolina Jamboree with the Red Clay Ramblers is one of the programs that makes Carolina Ballet unique. The combination of ballet and bluegrass will have you dancing in the aisles. The show times for this: April 18th, 8 p.m., April 19th, 8 p.m., April 20th, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and April 21st at 2 p.m. Price ranges are from $25 to $66. And again, for more information about tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. The Tenors' "Lead With Your Heart" is performing at the Memorial Auditorium on April 24th. Since their inception only 5 years ago, the Tenors have been thrilling audiences around the world with their powerful voices and memorable melodies. Their blend of classical music and contemporary pop has garnered them international success. Their music is rich and soulful with powerful anthems and beautiful melodies. For their live performance, the Tenors will draw selections from their new album, Lead With Your Heart, as well as some of their past hits. Lead With Your Heart, their second studio album, stretches the boundaries of classical crossover by combining classic songs, modern tunes, and Spanish and French world music. From cover features such as Bob Dylan's Forever Young and Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, to the inspirational anthem Amazing Grace, and one of the most recognizable and heroic tenor arias, Nessun Dorma, the diverse track list features a mix of pop favorites and classical staples, along with new compositions written and co-written by the tenors. Over the past 2 years, the tenors have performed worldwide and shared the stage with legendary artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion on The Oprah Show, Sting, and Paul McCartney, just to name a few. More recently, the tenors were featured performance on two primetime international broadcasts, the Emmy Awards Live from L.A. and the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Celebration from Windsor Castle in the U.K., where the tenors performed for Her Majesty. The showtime for this performance is 8 p.m., and again, that's on April 24th, and the ticket price is $32. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary, we have the 10th Annual Great Grapes Wine Arts and Food Festival. Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, and again, that's in Cary. And tickets for this, you can call them at 919-462-2052. The 10th Annual Great Grapes Wine Arts and Food Festival will take place Saturday, April 20th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come celebrate 10 years of the Triangle area's premier casual wine tasting with hundreds of wines available for sampling. Take your Great Grape souvenir tasting glass as you enter the festival and stroll from tent to tent and table to table, tasting and sampling the rich heritage of North Carolina vines. As you sip and savor the afternoon, relax in the beautiful green setting of Cary Booth's Amphitheater. You're welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets and enjoy the live music on the main stage. Sit down and learn whilst experts give you hands-on demos in the gourmet live tent with wine and food pairings. There's even a kids' activity area. Bring the family, bring your friends, and take a day to uncork yourself and uncork the fun. New this year, VIP admission and tasting glass, $35 in advance or $40 day of the show, includes a souvenir wine glass, express access to specialty pavilions and tastes, unlimited samples, all performances and cooking demonstrations. Adult admission and tasting glass is $25 in advance or $30 day of the show, and includes a souvenir wine glass, unlimited samples, performances, and cooking demonstrations. A designated driver ticket is $20 advance and day of the show, and includes admission to the event only. Kids 12 and under are free, and you do need to be, I believe, 21 or older to purchase the tickets for the wine sampling. Again, for more information, you can call them at 919-462-2052. Also coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on April 26 is a Sound of Music sing-along. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the movie starts at dusk, approximately 8 p.m. The parking is free and the parking lot will open at 6 p.m. The smash hit musical show that's been all around the world is coming back to the Booth Amphitheater. For those of you not yet converted, Sing Along A Sound of Music is a screening of the classic Julie Andrews film in a glorious full-screen Technicolor, complete with subtitles so the whole audience can sing along. Then, of course, there is the famous fancy dress competition in which everyone who has come in costume is invited on the stage to show off their fantastic tailoring skills. So get those vocal cords warmed up, cut up those chintz curtains, and hurry down for the perfect night out. Fancy dress is not obligatory, but highly recommended. Adult general admission is $12. Kids ages 5 to 12 is $7. Military servicemen, your seniors 55 and up, and college students are eligible for $1 off the ticket price when showing a valid ID. Please note, all prices will increase by $3 the day of the show. Again, the Sound of Music sing-along at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater will take place Friday, April 6th. For more information, you can call them at 919-462-2052. It's now time to read to you a couple of upcoming events through Pinecone. Donna Rae Norton will be performing Sunday, April 14th at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. The North Carolina Museum of History is located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, though a free ticket is required. Donna Rae Norton is an eighth generation descendant of the original settlers of Madison County and its music traditions. Norton is the daughter of ballad singer Lena Jean Rae, granddaughter of legendary fiddler Bayard Rae, and mouth, bow, and banjo player Morris Norton, cousin to Shelley Kay Adams and other prominent Madison County musicians. Donna Rae was featured in the documentary The Madison County Project, Documenting the Sound, which received the 2005 Audience Award at the Asheville Film Festival. Norton performed the North Carolina Symphony in their Blue Skies Red Earth concert series in Raleigh. She also toured Western North Carolina with the symphony concert. She currently has two CDs to her credit, Single Girl and Forks in the Road. Again, Donna Rae Norton will be performing at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh, on Sunday, April 14th at 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45 p.m., and again, this performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Participatory opportunities for Bluegrass, second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. You can reach them at ashort@bellsouth.net. Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam takes place on the third Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Port City Java, located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-232-5282. The Mudbones Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday evening from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Road in Durham. And for more information, you can call them at 919-401-1979. For dance, the Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m., newcomer lessons at 6 p.m., ballroom is the first Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. and salsa second and fourth Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. This all takes place at the Elks Lodge at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. There is admission to this, $6 if you're a member, $10 for guests, and you can call them for more information at 919-494-2300. Finally, here's some upcoming events happening this week. Saturday, April 13th, we have Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road at Tiernanogue in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-7795. Also on Saturday, we have Peter Ostrosko and Danny Gotham, 40 Acres House Concert at the Five Oaks Clubhouse in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-630-4659. Sweet Potato Pie with the Church Sisters will be at the Kirby Theater in Roxboro. Phone number 336-597-1709. On Tuesday, April 16th, Laura Thurton, Stuart McNair at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. And you can call them at 919-821-1120. Wednesday, April 17th, Quiet the Voices at Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, and phone number 919-833-8898. And it looks like we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.